closure by a government has been a possibility for some time, but most people considered it not likely. Hi, I'm Jerry Pippin. We're all going to have to change our considerations, because it does appear now that disclosure is likely, not from the United States government, but from the Brazilian government. A.J. Givard is on the line, and A.J. is the man who put all of this together. We'll find out the complete story. It's a phenomenal story. And rather than me talk about it, let's just say hello to A.J. down there in Brazil, down along the Amazon, I think.
I live in the western part of Brazil, some 200 miles from Bolivia and Paraguay, down the Amazon,
okay.
In a place called Pantanal, which is a big swamp.
Anyway, AJ, it was a week ago you were in Brasilia, and it was quite a day.
Yes, indeed, Jerry, we really have the things going. We started this campaign, UFOs, Freedom of Information Now, about April last year, and it's been a pretty hard work that we've done all these months. And last January, we got a call from a spokesman from the Brazilian Air Force in Brasilia. And he openly, during the call, he openly recognized our work towards the freedom of information, which is what we have been seeking for quite some time. And he said that he actually acknowledged that the Brazilian Air Force had files about UFOs. He didn't go to specifics, but he said that there are many files and that he would like us, the Brazilian Committee of UFO Researchers, the people who put out the this campaign.
Yeah, there's six of you.
Brazilia for a meeting with the military.
And when I talked to you in Nevada in February, you acknowledged to me this meeting was coming up, and it finally happened in May last week. We'll talk about what happened there at the meeting, but what's next?
When we were in Nevada together, I had already been contacted by the military, and we were already talking about us coming to Brasilia for the meeting.
Yeah, you're
for several reasons. This meeting was postponed and postponed again until we had the better day. Because the military wanted to have at least three different commanders of three different installations, cities, with the Brazilian Air Force in Brasilia. So we could meet them all in only one day. And the only day that we could do this was May 20. This is when we went to Brasilia then and had this long meeting that started about 7:30 a.m. during the breakfast in a hotel with one spokesman from the military. And then about 9, we started the official visitation of the Brazil's Integrated Center of Defense and Air Traffic Control, which is called SINBACTA. It's kind of a NORAD in Brazil. This is a very reserved area in Brasilia, a very, very secure building. And we have to go there and spend like 2 hours. We were briefed repeatedly on how Brazil's authorities take care of the air space, traffic control and defense. And then we were given the opportunity to go around and see details of these people's work. After that, we were taken to the Brazilian Airspace Defense Command, which is an even top security area to where very few civilians are allowed to go in. Called Condabra, and we were allowed to go in. We were even allowed to go to the most sensitive areas and check the documents regarding to UFO sightings from 1954 to 1986.
And all six of you were allowed in there, right?
Members of the Brazilian Committee see the UFO researchers, plus some other people were around, including press and very, very selected people from the press, actually. And some observers.
What was your reaction to what they showed you? Was it more than you had hoped for, or about what you were led to believe that you were going
to
see?
I have to say that what we have seen inside Condabra building is much less than I expected. But we have the feeling that the military can give us, can let us examine much, much more data. As a matter of fact, we were given the information that since 1954, Brazil has managed to register in a proper format the sightings of what the military call traffic hotel or traffic age, as they call UFOs and other unidentified flying phenomena or objects registered and non-identified after also all kinds of investigation. And from 1954 to today, they have folders. They have specific folders, one per year. And only in 2001 alone, the Brazilian Air Force have registered over 90 very good cases in Brazil, 90. So if you multiply 90 by all these years, we're going to have something like more than 4,500 reports. This is only in this building alone. We are not talking about cases that don't go to this place. This place only gets information related observations detected by the radar systems in Brazil. Other sightings are reported and kept in other files in other installations or facilities somewhere else.
Why do you think the Brazilian Air Force is doing this now? I mean, why now? You know, I mean, they've kept
now?
It pretty much.
Because since we started this campaign, this movement, the UFOs Freedom of Information Now, last year, we have been keeping high pressure over them. We have managed to publish in our website, which is ufo.com.br, lots of information regarding Brazilian procedures in investigating UFOs, registering, detecting, and investigating UFOs. And since then, even before then, before we started this campaign, we have managed to get over 500 pages of Brazilian top-secret UFO documents from several sources. So what we did, we scanned the material, digitalized, and we have this all on our website. So anyone can reach, anyone can download, anyone can see what is already known. And during this campaign, we have promoted lots of debates over the internet or in conferences with large audiences here. So it's all happening in such a way that in January, I believe that the military just woke up and said, okay, these people are making too much noise. Let's see what they want and let's know who they are. And they start approaching us. Now, when we were invited to go to Brasilia, which happened several months ago, and actually happened last May 20, last Friday, we were given the idea, or we at least had created among us an idea that this would be the last step of our campaign, that finally the Brazilian UFO airspace authorities will give us what we want, documents, and allow us to go into the cases, investigate them, and if possible, this is one of the other objectives of our campaign, if possible, to create a commission or a committee to investigate UFOs composed by civilian UFO researchers and militaries. Well, this is the idea that we have when we get prepared to go to the conference, Jerry. But when we get there, we kind of had second thoughts. Like, this wasn't exactly the last step of our journey, the last step of campaign, but rather it was only another step, a very decisive, a very important step, another step. We were given by the military the guarantees that they are willing to go public, that they have the information and the documents, so we saw them, and that they will open. This is a quote from the Brigadier Pérez Ribeiro and from another Brigadier, Ateneo Azambuja. This is a quote. We will open any and every door that you UFO researchers want us to open. But it has to be done according to the Brazilian law. Which means that our petition, which already has over 40,000 signatures, was given to the military and were forwarded to the Aeronautics Commander, the Ministry of Defense, and the Brazilian President. It's now in their hands to sign a law that will permit the Brazilian Air Force to release once and for all its documents to the Brazilian UFO community. Now, we have done everything possible. So did the Aeronautics, so did the Brazilian Air Force. Whatever is on their range, they have done. Now it's up to top authorities, perhaps even the Brazilian President, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. It's up to him to release the information in the form of the law. And when it happens, then we have a full, unprecedented disclosure of fantastic UFO files never seen before. Already have a disclosure. We have been there. We have seen what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, this material is not yet available. And this is something that we have to change. It's not yet available to the Brazilian people, to the Brazilian society. This is what we got to change. You know, the UFO researchers, they are glad that they could see the material. They would like to see more, which will certainly happen in the future. But our objective toward this campaign is to let everybody know what happened. Everybody know what's in those files. Everybody know that the Brazil has been investigating, researching, detecting UFOs for quite five decades.
Well, can you tell me some of the things you saw in those files?
We'll give the chance to select them for how much time we needed, and we only took like 1 hour or so because there were that many. Three different folders or files. One of them contained information about the full pursuing an airliner in 1954. Why did the military give us information of something like in 1944? It's too old ago, too long time ago. It was because it was when the military started to take notes to register the things. And this was one of the most important cases in the very beginning of the procedures. Now, the other two folders were the ones that we have requested in our petition. First, what we call the official night of UFOs in Brazil that took place on May 1986 when over 20 UFOs with over 100 meters in diameter each just jammed the Brazilian air traffic control over Rio, São Paulo, Belo Horizonte, and some of the major cities in the country. And the other one was the Operation Saucer that I had spoken about so many times, especially in the United States. It was an operation conducted by the military in the Amazon from September to December 1977, in which UFOs were not only seen by military, but also were recorded through over 500 pictures and 15 hours of films, Super 8 and Super 16 millimeters. I believe we spoke long about this.
Yes, we did. Tell me, you know, we're talking about, it seems to me, a good possibility that there may be almost complete disclosure here from the Brazilian government. Do you think Brazil is getting some pressure from the United States, for instance, not to do this?
I believe that up to now, there is no pressure from the United States over the Brazilian military. The generation that we have in the Brazilian Air Force now is a new one, new people. The old guys, they used to be very afraid of pressure coming from the United States. So, that was all.
It seems to me the political climate's changed a little.
Political climate has changed. We have a different president now, we have a different Congress, well, almost everything is different now, right? I don't know if it's for better in other sense, but for UFOs, it's certainly better, because the people we talk to in Brazil, and we spend a whole day there, only the meeting is at the Sindacta and at the Condabra buildings, took us almost 5 hours. And these people were mostly young, and people were really willing to cooperate. And they expressed it to us, Jerry, very clearly that they want to release the material. They don't know what to do with them. They even said, imagine something like that, they even said that they want the UFO researchers to investigate those cases they have filed, because they, and its population, they do not have the capability or the personnel to do so, in that they believe that these cases should be better evaluated and examined with the Brazilian civilian UFO investigators. And they're willing to give us this chance. They're willing to give us access to this material. But there are laws that prevent the guys to just come public with this material from one time to another.
That's the reason I ask you about the political climate. Do you think it's likely that the laws will be changed?
Well, we already have the laws that can be used. It's just a matter of using them. We have started that process. On a parallel process to our campaign, we have started a civilian law, a civilian usage of the law that we have to get this material released. Now, we are using the same laws that have been used by other non-governmental organizations here in Brazil to release information about other stuff. We are going through the same rules. We're doing exactly the same to get the material we want released. Now, this is a shortcut. It is what we just did. And in this meeting in Brasilia, we supplied the commander of the aeronautics, the minister of defense, and the Brazilian president with dossiers about UFO research and a very strong, a very firm request to have the material released. Now, these three powers, the aeronautics commander, the minister of defense, and the Brazilian president, they don't have to go through this law. They have the capability, if they want to go over this law and just sign a decision that will make, if not all of the documents, at least most of them available for the UFO community and especially to the public.
So I guess you're saying there is a possibility that they could just do an administrative action and bypass all this. The executive the part of the government, right? Are you optimistic?
Absolutely, because we are giving out full guarantees that they want to do that, and they recognize that our work is okay, and that we are doing the things in the proper way. Plus, these people have known the magazine that we produce in Brazil for quite some time. They know what we've done. Most of them are readers of the magazine, and they realize that we're doing a good job. So they also want to have the answers for the UFO phenomena. And they truly believe that we, the civilian UFO community, can provide those answers.
Now, how about the coverage of the media down in Brazil? You did a TV interview the other night, I know. Is the word getting out to the public in Brazil?
We don't have much press going out about it. We only have a few magazines and...
Have you heard a lot of reaction from that TV show of 100 million?
Absolutely. I have received hundreds of emails and dozens of phone calls of people say, good work, congratulations, you finally succeeded with what you wanted. And I believe this is a very good thing because once we've got these guarantees from the Brazilian Air Force personnel that we're going to have the documents, we did not relieve the thing. We continued, and we even increased the pressure on them, releasing more and more information to the public. So let the public react. Let the public demand this information come forward altogether, not only the UFO researchers. It must be a quest not only for the Brazilian UFO community, but by the entire society. People have to realize that they have the right to know what is being withheld. People have to realize, but people have been sleeping about it. We're trying to wake people up about it. That's what we are doing.
And
people are waking. People are saying, oh, yes, I'm a taxpayer. I want to check on it. I want to see what they have. And this is the good thing about it.
Now, what's your gut feeling, AJ? Do you think the Brazilian government has made communication at any time a possibility with ETs, or they just have these investigations going on? In other words, what do you really feel? Do you think there's something really down there that is just going to turn the world around? You know, I mean, in other words...
I don't think so, Jerry. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm convinced that Brazilian Air Force is also trying to find answers. They have much more resources and instruments and labs and personnel and forms of communication, forms of transportation, means of transportation, I mean. They have much power than the Brazilian UFO civilian community. But they are as lost as we are.
I kind of get that impression.
Get answers, just like we are trying to get answers.
Yeah, I get that impression even from the United States. That, you know, everybody thinks there's big secrets, and there are some secrets, but at the same time, I don't think they have many answers either.
Yeah, and this is why we have to join forces. They are looking for answers, so are we. But they have what we don't, and we have what they don't. What the military has is the installations, the means of transportation. They can go, they can reach any part of the country in hours. They can do whatever they need to go to the middle of the Amazon or the south of the country or the northeast or whatever. They have what we don't have. And on the other hand, we have what they don't have. We have the talent. We have the devotion. We have the love for this feeling, for this field, which we're doing for some decades now. And we are experienced UFO researchers who have devoted our lives to try to find answers. And they don't have...
You know, Brazil is a big country. A lot of people don't realize. And it's a lot of it you can only get around by air, I mean, conveniently. And that Amazon, in fact, there have been a lot of reports of UFO activity, cattle mutilations, even human mutilations down in the Amazon area, and you're not far from there. Is there anything really going on there? I've heard reports that these saucer craft actually shot people.
This is what motivated, back in the 70s, the Brazilian Air Force to start this program of investigating UFOs in the Amazon, closing a place called Belém. It was because the people were getting hurt, attacked by UFOs, for no reason, at least for no reason, it could be understood by people. These were very humble people living in places by the rivers and places by the oceans and an island, most of them fishermen, very simple people in very poor communities. And they, out of nothing, started getting attacked by balls of light that they would call suck phenomena, because it was a balls of light that would run after people and direct them bodies. Their bodies, beams of light.
Yeah, lasers, like in a horror movie,
laser beams that would leave some wounds, and people attacked by these laser beams, these light beams, they would fall on the ground and be unconscious for a few hours, maybe days, and when they recovered consciousness, they were missing blood, they were less blood than they had before. This is why they call this phenomenon suck, because it sucked blood. It reached such a point of panic in those places that the Brazilian Air Force decided to do something. And it designed a committee of researchers, military researchers, who had experience with aeronautics procedures, no experience with UFOs, of course, because there's nothing such as this investigation happened before, and they were commanded by a captain with Angel Landa, and they spent 4 months in the jungle. During the day, they would talk to the people who have been attacked to evaluate their cases and even help them with medical assistance. And during night, they would perform surveillances of the sky with all sorts of equipment, trying to detect UFOs, detect their approach, and take photographs and films of them. Over 500 photographs were taken. Actually, 16 hours of films were shot. And when the military started to get contact with the crews of the flying saucers, the very crews of the flying saucers, when the UFOs started landing and the people from inside the ships started getting out and having contact with the military, the operation was shut down immediately. And all the documents were sent to Brasilia back in 1977.
Have you seen some of those documents?
Yes, I have, sir. I have seen one folder with about 200 pages and about 100 pictures. A few photos over the Amazon.
And were there any pictures of the beings coming out of the craft?
Okay. No picture of the beings. They selected pretty well what we're supposed
to
see.
Yes, I understand. I understand that. What did the population say these beings looked like? Didn't some people see these? Did regular people see these things happening besides the military?
Most people in the Amazon. Yeah, I have in that area, specifically in Amazon, I have seen those alien crews besides the military, and they all described creatures as being short, a few feet high, which they had, well, the usual format that we are.
Not much different than the usual descriptions, but as far as. As far as you know, there's not really any communication going on between the extraterrestrials and the Air Force, for instance.
Never happened. It never happened, and I have this feeling that the military has been very sincere. Of course, they will let us know if this happened. This is a very sensitive thing, but I'm convinced that at least the people who are there at the Combate Seductive, most of them, don't have much knowledge about the UFO phenomenon at all. This kind of phenomena is detected by radars, not by all of them, and the procedures don't involve much people. Actually, just a few people are suggested to talk, to discuss, to register this, and to keep this
documented. I mean, here in the United States, there may not be 200 to 300 people, really, that really know anything in the military. And probably, you know, the need to know is pretty prevalent in anybody's military. And so they can keep these things pretty quiet. What do you think will be next? A decision, I guess, by the people in the political power on just how much they're going to tell the people, huh? You think that's next?
It's a matter of time for us to get an answer for them, from them. And I believe the answer is going to be very positive. But Brazil is experiencing a lot of political distress, lots of denounced kinds of corruptions in all levels. And we may have the final decision from the top authorities delayed a little bit because of a new thing that is going on right now in Brazil involving some politicians being caught and corruption acts. Unfortunately, it's something that we have to do day by day in this country. And I believe that in less than 2 weeks, I'm very optimistic about it, in less than 2 weeks, we're going to have some, yes, some Brazilian people. Until we get what we want, we will definitely...
Yeah, you're going to keep the pressure up. And you did a great job. You did a great job with your magazine in getting the signatures. You got up to 40,000 on that petition, huh? 40,000 signatures?
It was about 40,000. I believe that after last Sunday when we had the program.
No, it's probably higher.
I believe, being optimistic, that I believe we can have something like 100,000. It's going to be tough to recover them all. A lot of signatures that are in electronic format. It's not going to be easy to get it all in proper format, printed and everything. It's going to be quite a book of signatures, but we're going to do that eventually, yes.
Do you think anybody, did you get a hint from anybody last Friday about where they thought these UFOs were from?
They don't have a clue. Okay.
AJ, we'll be watching you closely, and you're doing a great job down there, and you may actually break it open for the entire world as far as the information, and we appreciate
it. Thank you, Jerry.
Well, stay in touch, and we'll stay in touch with you. Always look forward to working with you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.